Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 91. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 67. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Bureau of Investigations Director Tony Mativi says that starting on July 1st, when new laws from the state legislative session of 2023 took effect, they also took effect in the battle against fentanyl.
Yeah, so, Andy, there were changes effective July 1, and there's sort of two aspects to this answer. First, there are new laws in effect. The penalties for trafficking fentanyl have increased, and they've increased significantly. And we really needed those increases to help hold fentanyl dealers accountable for the damage that they do. But there's still a lot of work to do in that regard. We have to change the mindset, not just in the public, but in law enforcement as well. In law enforcement, we have to get the officers that are on the street to understand that overdoses aren't an accident anymore. At some point, someone intentionally introduced fentanyl into that drug distribution network.
Mid-America Network News.
I'm here with Stride Bank Chairman and CEO, Cy Mock.
Stride Bank is located at 61st and North Broadway. We are a power 5-star rated bank. When you come for a visit, you will find a full staff of customer service specialists, community bankers, mortgage lenders, commercial lenders, and experienced full-time tellers. Talking with an experienced banker in person or live on the phone is what separates us. Come visit us, 61st and North Broadway, or our branch at 37th and Woodland. We are proud to be a local bank. Stride Bank.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
A Salina man has been arrested in Dickinson County after the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office arrested him for suspicion of stealing more than $1,000 worth of tools from the Solomon High School. KWCH News reports that the arrest of Troy Holcomb came after the search of the Salina man's home, where police had responded to the burglary call back on Thursday last week, saying that employees of the school had reported near $1,400 worth of tools that were missing. In a statement from the Dickinson Police Department, they said, quote, later in the afternoon, the deputy that responded to the burglary made contact with the suspect in the case, 51-year-old Troy Dean Holcomb of Salina, and was placed under arrest and booked into the Dickinson County Jail on requested charges of burglary and theft. In other news, after boycotts of the company of Target following LGBTQ agendas during Pride Month and focusing on children, the company has announced that they are working on discounts for this year's upcoming school year for the children that's set to take place between July 16th and August 26th, where teachers can save 20% on their school supplies and more throughout the event and season. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A new presidential candidate coming out of the state of Nebraska, putting another notch in the political record as a new candidate that's not identifying as either Republican nor Democrat, has now started known as the Pink Party, and says they are also the first transgender woman to be on the ballot as a presidential candidate.
Children are a prized possession of America. Far too often, mothers decide to get pregnant and children are being neglected, like myself, being personally persecuted because of the lack of oversight.
That was presidential candidate Jennifer Ney of the Pink Party on KSNB at Local Channel 4, where Ney says that the political agenda focuses on the polarizing school safety, deregulating trucking restrictions, and protecting children from neglect. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 6 months into cleanup of the oil spill in Washington County, crews have completed shoreline cleanup and made significant progress restoring vegetation, sand, and rocks comprising the creek bed, with affected material moved off-site. 35 of 37 million gallons of water have been treated so far. Some 13,000 barrels of crude oil were spilled into a section of Mill Creek in Washington County from the Keystone Pipeline in December. A groundbreaking was held recently for an expansion or remodeling project at the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca for a $22 million project that will include a new nursing wing, emergency operations expansion, as well as surgical and services updates, including new mechanical systems. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County late Wednesday morning at the Beatty Junction on U.S. 36 Highway. A Stillwater, Oklahoma woman was southbound on K-99 and collided with Daniel Brockstrom, age 72, of Seneca, who was eastbound on U.S. 36. Brockstrom was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The driver and a passenger in the other vehicle were transported to a Lincoln, Nebraska hospital with critical injuries. An injury accident was reported in Marysville June 29th on U.S. 36 at 11th Terrace near Subway. Alverde Heward of Barnes was turning from the highway and was struck by Julie Kiefer of Marysville. Both drivers were transported to CMH in Marysville. $5,000 bond has been set for a Marysville man, Nathan M. Musil, who faces firearms, drug, and paraphernalia possession charges after his arrest in late June. A search warrant in the 900 block of Broadway was executed as two suspects were identified in connection with graffiti spray painted on the West Overpass in Marysville. Farm Service Agency reminds producers a complete crop acreage report is required for many USDA programs, including ARC, PLC, crop insurance, LDPs, and commodity loans. In order to comply with eligibility requirements, all producers must file a crop certification report for spring planted crops by July 15. Producers must still visit both FSA and their crop insurance agent to validate and sign acreage reports, complete maps, or provide program-specific information. For details, contact your local county FSA office. The annual Marshall County Fair begins Thursday with the horse show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 until 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday from 4 until 8. Many activities are planned. The events continue through Tuesday. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com. Entries are being accepted for the fair parade Sunday evening. Call the Blue Rapids City office at 785-363-7736. KNDY will be giving away tickets to the State Fair in Hutchinson, and we'll have details online and on air during our live coverage from the Marshall and Washington County Fairs. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday, July 17th, will be held at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 8:30 a.m.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Harold L. Boggs, age 88, of Morroville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Friday at 2 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Harold Boggs. He had served as principal at North Central High School in Morroville until his retirement. Judy J. Moorhead, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Judy Moorhead. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. Family is planning a celebration of life service Saturday, July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road at Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram.
Gary D. Buckshot Vitosh, age 77, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2:30 from Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gary Buckshot Vitosh.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And these showers continue into Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Another slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. And these showers may continue into Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. More showers are still possible into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Monday night with a slight chance for some rain showers and our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 70, and the record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12.
Backyard tomatoes will soon be ripening on the vine. We're sharing some harvesting advice for that red gold on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 13th, the 194th day of the year. Actor Harrison Ford has a birthday, and Frank Sinatra made his first recordings on this day in 1939. Depending on your part of the country, tomatoes are either tiny green marbles or tantalizingly close to being ripe. How do you know when to pick them? Most varieties are ready when the color is glossy and even, and texture is between firm and soft. Some heirloom varieties ripen before they reach full color. Pick them while the skin is smooth and waxy, even if the shoulders are still green. And try this trick for ripening a green tomato. Place it in a paper bag with an apple or banana. The fruits give off ethylene gas, which hastens the ripening process. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
MSC Boutique invites you to shop their $5 racks of beautiful boutique name brand clothing with more deals found inside during the Waterville Sidewalk Sale, July 13th through the 15th. Open normal business hours. MSC Boutique, big city style with small town service.
Ashley Home Store in Beatrice is teaming up with the Blue Springs community to make a difference, contributing 100% of all home store sales on Thursday, July 13th, to one property at a time. This worthwhile grassroots effort is making a difference, acquiring and removing blighted properties and donating lots to future homeowners who will become a part of the Blue Springs community. Partner up with them Thursday and help make a difference with 100% of sales donated from Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, out of Wichita State University from their men's basketball program, they have moved one step closer to finalizing their roster for the 23-24 season with the addition of Giannis Bamba, who is a 6'6" combo guard from Laval, Quebec, Canada. Coach Mills says he is very excited to welcome Giannis to the team. In NFL news, after having a docuseries featuring the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes drop yesterday, also we found out that he is the 2023 ESPY Award winner for Best NFL Player. This is his second time winning the award, having also won it back in 2019. Well, the Kansas City Royals have made a trade here over the All-Star break as they've gotten rid of right-handed pitcher Mike Mayers as he has been traded to division rival Chicago White Sox for cash consideration. That's your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Excludes Bronco, Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990, 1,000 discount plus $8,900 rebate. Sale price $68,090. 0% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Paying of $47.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 7/31/23.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Well, news out of Wichita State as one of the women's basketball players has been selected to play for Spain in the U19 national team in the 2023 FIBA World Cup. Wichita State's sophomore forward Daniel Abbeys will play on Spain's U19 national team at the 2023 FIBA U19 World Cup, July 15th through the 23rd in Madrid, Spain. Well, yesterday, the Big 12 Media Day started for football for the Big 12, and one of the schools that was highlighted yesterday in the first session of Media Day was KU, as they talked to Lance Leipold and Jalen Daniels. Leipold had this to say: last year was an exciting year for us to take a big step forward as a program, but we're excited to take another step this year. On highlight today will be K-State in the Big 12 Media Days. That's a look at your sports here on Kansas Mid-America Network. I'm Jeremy Heim.
Wildcat fans, K-State soccer season tickets are on sale now. Secure your seats in Boozer Family Park to watch your Wildcats this fall. Prices remain unchanged at $40 general admission season tickets and $120 Wildcat 4-packs. Your best value at less than $4 per match. Purchase your season tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Hardy, versatile, and easy care make Panicle hydrangea a popular landscape plant and one reason the National Garden Bureau declared 2020 the year of hydrangea. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use Panicle hydrangeas to create a beautiful screen, add structure and summer flowers to a mixed border, or enjoy an individual plant as a specimen in the landscape. You'll find varieties from 2 to 12 feet tall. Grow Panicle hydrangea in full sun for maximum flowering and moist, well-drained soil. They also grow well in partial shade and once established will tolerate drier conditions. Enjoy the mid to late summer blooms that start out white and fade to lime, pink, or red, then brown. Best of all, you'll only need to do minimal pruning if you select the right variety that fits the space and your landscape design. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today, it is a small town in an area where towns are few and far between. Yet it is a place that was important for years upon years. A place important for many people, and perhaps too many people. That's partly why we know it today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, I'll listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Jane Humphrey Pierce at the Fort Wallace Museum explains, what may appear to be a long way from anywhere was actually a very important place in the country.
this is a very important travel route, and it's important to everybody. It's important to the native tribes, to the Indians. It's important to the traders, and it's important to the people pushing west.
This was the spot where Fort Wallace was established, a site that had long been important to people passing here.
This was an important campground for the native tribes. And also, one thing that's really interesting to know is that there was more miles of running water here in this area than any area in Kansas.
The fort was established in 1865 and soon became known as the Fightin'est Fort in the West.
Well, you've got a very active route along the Smoky Hill Trail, and you've got people pushing to get to the gold fields out in Colorado and wanting to take goods and services and people out there. Then you've got the native tribes whose livelihood depends on it. And so now conflict comes in.
The many competing and infringing interests quickly came to a head once the fort was established.
You've got all these Indian attacks going on the stage stations, on the travelers, on the freighters, and then on the building of the railroad. So Fort Wallace actually was the site of an actual battle right here on June 26 of 1867.
And this site was one that would make history in several ways. I'll explain how next time as we travel the countryside in Wallace, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Extend the cabbage harvest by turning it into sauerkraut. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Shred it up, add some salt, let it rest, and you'll have a healthy addition to family meals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One of my favorite summertime meals is a grilled brat with sauerkraut. The word sauerkraut means sour cabbage in German. It's processed by natural fermentation, one of the oldest methods of food preservation. Debbie Botzek-Lynn is a retired extension food safety educator at the University of Minnesota. She says it's important to use the right variety of cabbage.
When you're making sauerkraut, you want to be sure to start with firm, sweet, mature heads of cabbage, particularly mid to late season crops. What that means is there's early cabbage and later cabbage, and I like to recommend later cabbage. That variety makes a better quality sauerkraut.
The only other ingredient you need is canning or pickling salt. Don't use table salt because the iodine in it will prevent the necessary bacterial fermentation. Botzek-Lynn says it's very important that you measure the salt correctly for the fermentation process to work as it should. Save the outside leaves of the cabbage head and put them aside to use for sealing the product. Shred the rest, mix it with the salt, and put it into an earthenware crock or a food-grade plastic container.
There's a couple different ways that you can seal the sauerkraut product. The one I like to use is, again, washing the leaves and putting the leaves over the top of the packed shredded cabbage. And then I have a plate that I put over that, and I put a jug of water on top of that and cover it with a dish towel. You also can use a food-grade plastic bag, fill it with water, and put that on top, and that really does a nice job, too.
The amount of time it takes to turn cabbage into sauerkraut depends on the room temperature. Allow 3 to 4 weeks at 68 to 74 degrees. Find more instructions for making sauerkraut at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Charted out a plan, and then as soon as you start to act on it, things go the opposite way from what you intended, but ultimately end up turning out okay? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It can be easy to feel this way about your financial situation. Maybe you had an idea of where you'd be at a certain point in life, and frankly, you're not there. But things are actually better than you imagined. While we can't predict the future, we can prepare for it. One way to better prepare is to enlist a financial professional. A financial professional can help you put together a strategy that outlines your current wants, needs, and wishes. They're also great at identifying risks and challenges and some opportunities you might encounter along the way. And just remember, it's okay for things to turn out differently than you intended. You can be better prepared if you have a plan, and you'll have greater financial clarity when it comes to your finances, so you can live out your faith with more meaning and gratitude.
Visit Diane's Dresses now during the National Bridal Sale and shop designer dresses at drastically reduced prices as low as $199. Over 350 gowns on sale. You're sure to find just what you like and save as well. Appointments are filling fast, and you can book online at dianesdressesetc.com or at dianesdressesetc on Facebook. The National Bridal Event, now through July 22nd, at Diane's Dresses Etc. in Wymore.
Getting to know this year's World Food Prize winner, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The actual event recognizing this year's winner of the World Food Prize will be in October. But in the run-up to that, the Food Prize folks had sort of a Meet the Winner web event recently for Heidi Kuhn.
We need to look at the earth in a holistic way. We need to restore the value chain. We need a business model for peace. Demine, replant, and rebuild.
Kuhn founded the nonprofit Roots of Peace 25 years ago with the mission of removing landmines from battlefields around the world.
Whoever wins or loses a war, the losers are the future generations and the land that is held hostage by these indiscriminate weapons of mass destruction in slow motion.
Kuhn's organization plants grapevines and fruit trees on those lands for local farmers.
60 million landmines, 60 countries. Humanity has the capability to eradicate this evil. And the earth forgives us with the beautiful fruits of the earth that may be restored.
If you'd like to know more about Kuhn's organization and also the World Food Prize, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Come on out and join Vance Gerdes Funeral Home for the Jefferson County Fair. Check out the 4-H exhibits, carnival, delicious food, and so much more. There is sure to be something for everyone. From your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Wednesday, July the 12th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. You know, to spray or not to spray a fungicide application during a drought may be on the minds of many growers in the Midwest. Here's Chad Smith.
With severe drought hitting much of the Midwest, growers may wonder if a fungicide application is worth the cost. Tyler Harp, fungicide technical product lead for Syngenta, says choosing the right fungicide can still help preserve yield in drought conditions.
They're underestimating the value of these newer premium products that are in the market today, what we call as plant health fungicides, which includes products like Merivis Neo and Trivipro. These products are not the same fungicides that maybe your father or your grandfather used to use. We've got a lot of data to show that these new fungicides preserve yield across dry years, like 2020, which was the driest year we've had in the last five, or 2021, which was one of the wettest years we've had in the last 5 years, comparing rainfall during that same period. Syngenta still did our on-farm strip trials, and we still compared the yield potential of these products during both years, and both years averaged between 15 and 18 bushels per acre on average. So if a grower doesn't take advantage of the plant health potential of these products, then they're really just leaving money on the table.
The improvement in plant health and yield protection will make that fungicide application worth the investment. investment.
These new premium fungicides that have this carboxamide class of chemistry allows this more prolonged and pronounced plant health benefits that last over a longer period of time, really protecting that plant during that critical stage when it transitions from vegetative to reproductive. That's when we see this stress that has the most impact on limiting yields. And if you really want to get the most out of the genetic potential that the crop can deliver, there's no better tool today than a plant health fungicide.
And let's look at your ag news.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage,
if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab,
local storm damage, and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network. News you can trust.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply.
The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23. The fun begins Thursday, July 13th with the horse show. Livestock weigh-in is Friday from 2 to 6. 4-H and open class entries will be accepted Friday, July 15th from 4 to 8. And Schmidt's Blitz performs free at 8 p.m. Saturday night, don't miss the figure eight race at 7 with Rewind Band performing free at 9. On Sunday, a car show is planned 1 to 5 p.m. for cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, ATVs, and UTVs. House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pole all follow, with Susie and the Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening at 5, and Tuesday is the livestock auction following the annual fair supper, catered by Ricky's Cafe, 5 to 7:30, with the public welcome. The full schedule is online at mscountyfair.com. The annual Marshall County Fair is the place to be in 23, July 13th through 18th in Blue Rapids.
When your plants are suddenly looking sickly, you might suspect a herbicide. Know your plants, herbicides, and how they interact on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Herbicides work well when they're used correctly, but sometimes because of wind, rain, and other factors out of your control, they can cause injury to other plants. The trick is knowing if the plants were affected by the herbicide or something else. Gail Rule is a senior plant disease diagnostician at Purdue University. She says when diagnosing herbicide injury, the first step is to identify the plant species you're concerned about and then to look for similar symptoms on plants nearby. The second is to know the particulars about the herbicide used or suspected, when it was applied, the mode of action, and how it affects a plant.
The ones that are drifting or volatilizing, you'll usually see that damage within a couple of days. But there's some that are known as total vegetation killers or soil sterilants. And those are taken down into the soil and might spread as the water moves them along, and they're taken up throughout the roots and up into the plant, so you might not see the symptoms there for weeks, months down the road.
The signs of plant damage depend on the herbicide.
If it is a growth regulator like 2,4-D or dicamba or Banvil, that would be a twisting and a cupping or a strapping of the leaf.
Before you blame the herbicide, rule out other causes. Rule says insects, mites, disease, misapplications of fertilizer, and adverse weather conditions can mimic the symptoms of herbicide damage. If you're not sure what you're dealing with, contact your local extension office for help. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about diagnosing herbicide damage at agriculture.com.
The annual Washington County Fair gets underway Tuesday, July 18th, with open class exhibit entry 4:30 till 6:30 p.m. 4-H exhibit check-in is Wednesday, 4:30 till 8. Judging and shows Wednesday and Thursday, with an RC Derby Thursday evening beginning at 7:30. Games and inflatables will operate Friday and Saturday nights. The livestock sale is Friday night at 7. Round Robin Saturday morning starts at 9 with a parade downtown at 6 p.m. A pedal pull will follow with Phil Vandell live Saturday night at 9. Full schedule of events is online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. July corn is at 576. That's up 26 and a quarter. September corn at 488 and a half, and that's up 12. Kansas City wheat for July, 804. That's down a quarter right now. September Kansas City wheat down 1 1/4 at 801 and 3/4. September oats, 407 and a half. That's up a quarter. December oats at 423. That's up 3 3/4. Taking a look at soybeans for July, 1509 and a quarter. That's up 20 3/4. August soybeans up 30 3/4. At 1475. Taking a look at cotton for October, $82.48, and that's down 3 cents. December cotton, $81.49, and that's down 16 cents. Live cattle for August, $175.75, that's down $1.12.5. Live cattle for October, $179.15, that's down $1.10. Feeder cattle for August, $244.50. That's down $2.07. September feeder cattle, $246.90. That's down $2.37. Crude oil for August, $76.05. That's up 34 cents. September crude, $75.98. That's up 44 cents. Gold for August, $1,962.70, that's up a dollar. And silver for July, $24.64, that's up 52 cents. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 37, S&P up 25, NASDAQ up 204. And that's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jim.
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are many management styles that cattle producers can consider when it comes to caring for their livestock. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses what producers need to think through and decide before choosing to creep feed their calves. Knowing the plan and understanding if creep feeding supports the goals of the operation are important to know before deciding this strategy.
Anytime we talk about creep feeding with folks, that I really want to emphasize is the importance of having a plan. And I know that sounds really simple, but it's really understanding really well what your goal and what your objective is by implementing a creep feeding program. And so is it simply just to add some additional weight to those calves prior to weaning? Is it to offer some medication or some fly control? Is it to help improve or shorten up that weaning process and make it easier to wean calves on? It's really important to think about how you're going to manage it and make sure you understand that. And of course, we got to run the numbers and look at the economics on it as well too.
Being aware of what and how much feed is being consumed is something producers need to be vigilant of when it comes to creep feeding.
So one thing we always want to keep in mind from just a general management standpoint is that you really got to monitor consumption very closely and really watch those calves closely to make sure that we're not increasing fleshiness on those calves and that we're keeping them in a condition that's going to be really marketable for buyers at the end of the feeding period. You want to make sure that you're not allowing cows to be able to have access to that feed. I see that really routinely because that's only going to increase the cost if we've got feed that's going into animals that don't necessarily need it.
Warner says there's a common misconception about how creep feeding will impact the cows.
The thing we really want to keep in mind with creep feeding is that it does not reduce nursing or lactation pressure that's on that cow. And so when we think about it from a drought management strategy, if we've got a situation, if cows are thin and we're thinking about an opportunity or a strategy where we might want to take lactation pressure off that cow, creep feeding is not going to allow us to do that. Certainly, we're going to be providing some supplemental energy and protein to that calf, but it's not going to reduce or take any lactation pressure off that cow. And so early weaning is the best management strategy that we have in order to reduce cow requirements and take lactation pressure off that cow to allow that cow to gain weight and body condition score better going throughout the season.
That was Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner with information for cattle producers as they may want to look into creep feeding as a management style for their operation. For more information about this strategy, go to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
dependent on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.